Fisher KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the mid-30s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 58. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain, freezing drizzle will drop down to 31. For Wednesday, chance of rain, freezing rain, then a chance of rain. Currently, it's 54.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. ADTN report says Congress may be close to replacing the Section 199A language in a new tax law that curbs the advantages of farmers who sell their products to co-ops rather than private companies. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said a possible fix would give farmer cooperatives the same tax benefits they had under the old Section 199A, known as the Domestic Production Activities Deduction. That tax break amounted to about 9% of the co-op's income and up to half of the amount of wages paid to co-op workers. Cooperatives then passed on the benefits of the deduction to their farmer members. Grassley said he thinks it's enough of an agreement in Congress to do what they originally intended to do, which was maintaining the status quo for co-ops. With enough agreement, he said, we're going to go out and get it done, even if co-ops aren't completely satisfied with what we're doing, he said. The fix is coming out of Congress, will essentially reinstate the law that was in effect prior to the 2017 tax bill and establish a domestic activity deduction to the way it was over the last dozen years or so. Grassley says the Section 199A change will likely be included in the Omnibus Spending Appropriations Bill that has a March 23rd deadline. Now that lawmakers of President Trump have agreed on a budget, Grassley feels the appropriations bill won't be as big as a potential battleground to get things passed. A bill proposed by Virginia Representative Bob Goodlatte would scrap the current H-2A program, which is partly controlled by the U.S. Labor Department. It would institute the H-2C program that would be overseen by USDA. Goodlatte has made several attempts at legislation after listening to concerns from ag groups. The changes will let farmers have more time to comply with E-Verify, and the bill would also alleviate concerns over maximum visa length, extending the term from 18 months to 24 months. That change would allow more people to be on visa recipients in the program after the first year. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
A salute to the FFA, embracing traditions while looking to the future. We salute the future farmers of America, Blue Valley Trailers, St. Gordon & Associates, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, Parker Seed, Rockingham Trailer Sales, and Titan Trailer Manufacturing.
Hi, I'm Brady Trimble with the Valley Heights FFA chapter. I'm a junior here at Valley Heights, so this is my third year in FFA. I am currently our chapter president, and I'm also a Northeast District officer as well. And FFA has been a good experience for me over my years because it has helped me tremendously with not only excelling in my education, but in communication skills as well.
Hi, my name is Wesley Denton. I am 16 years old. I go to Valley Heights High School and am currently involved in the Valley Heights FFA chapter. I go to various competitions such as opening and closing ceremonies, livestock judging, poultry judging, and many other competitions. I've learned that hard work and dedication goes a long ways, and that is an important part of in the agriculture industry is working hard and the fun that comes along with being in FFA and meeting new people and the fun things you can do.
We salute the future farmers of America, Blue Valley Trailers, St. Gordon & Associates, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, Parker Seed, Rockingham Trailer Sales, and Titan Trailer Manufacturing.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. Advocates for seniors in Kansas say that several changes made to streamline the Medicaid application and renewal process have actually made it difficult for the state's elderly population. The Kansas City Star reports that Kansas moved to a new computer system in 2015 for applying for Kansas Medicaid, known as CanCare. The state then funneled applications previously handled in regional offices into a single CanCare clearinghouse in Topeka. The director of the Johnson County Area on Aging says that seniors get frustrated trying to get onto Medicaid and eventually become defeated by the process and give up. Kansas lawmakers have advanced a bill that would allow industrial chicken farms to house more birds closer to homes and communities despite the public outcry last year over a proposed Tyson Foods chicken plant. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that senators on Thursday passed a bill that would increase the number of chickens a producer could have in a concentrated area. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you've been delaying that oil change, replacing those brake pads, or ignoring that check engine light, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and use your tax refund to take care of problems you've been putting off. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort. Farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Check out seminars, crafts, door prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. Free parking and free admission, so plan to attend the Triumph of Ag Expo. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Chris Kobach is inviting the National Rifle Association to come to Kansas. The Kansas Republican said that he reached out to the NRA and urged them to bring their national convention to Kansas. He said that Kansans are dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment, and Kansas is the most pro-gun state in America. Governor Jeff Collier, who is running against Kobach for the Republican nomination for governor, has also waded into the gun debate. Collier said that President Trump's proposal to give teachers bonuses for carrying guns may be a good solution. A 27-year-old man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for setting several arson fires at homes and cars in Horton. Dustin McCauley of Horton was sentenced on Friday for arsons last May. He pled no contest in January to 9 felonies. McCauley was arrested May 9th, several hours after 3 homes and several vehicles were set on fire in the same area earlier that day in Horton. Authorities also received calls of a possible break-in with the reports of several vehicles on fire. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. They call it the big one, the Triumph of Ag Expo. It's the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo this Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have our featured speaker this year for the Triumph of Ag Expo at our opening luncheon is Pete McGlimmon. He's the executive director for the Nebraska Cattlemen, and he'll be presenting the state of the beef industry, not only in Nebraska, but the Midwest, and how beef's been doing and some of the positive outlook that's going on with the beef industry. So we're really excited to have Pete McGlimmon as the featured speaker. And then also we'll have our 2018 Agri Award winner, Governor of the State of Nebraska, Pete Ricketts, will be at the luncheon and will be also speaking on the state of the agri economy in Nebraska, but also the Midwest and some of his travels and pursuits in increasing our exports and getting our products, not only cattle and corn and all different types of products, soybeans, out into other parts of the world to help increase our growth.
Truck Trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral. Drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs.
along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann was in Marysville Saturday morning and met constituents at the wagon wheel. It was part of a five-city stop in northeast Kansas. Mann is conducting a listening tour of Kansas as he recently accepted the role of Lieutenant Governor, serving with Kansas Governor Dr. Jeff Collier.
The governor and I's big priority is just to listen and to serve and then to lead. And so we're out listening to Kansas this morning. We left Manhattan early this morning. We're here in Marysville. We're on our way to Seneca, then Sabetha, then Atchison, Wyandotte, and up to Leavenworth tonight. So we're excited for the day.
You're new in the lieutenant governor's role. What's your definition of the job you're taking on?
Yeah, you know, the biggest, so I got sworn in 10 days ago, middle of last week. I'm going to be focusing a lot on agriculture and on rural issues, rural development. I grew up on a farm out in western Kansas. I live in Salina now. My background's really in economic development and in agriculture, and that's what I'm going to be focusing on.
Well, I know we had a local representative said it so well in the recent past. It's not Republicans and Democrats in Topeka. It's urban versus rural.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's versus rural. I think there's a lot of different priorities that our rural communities have versus our urban communities. And I think to really advocate and to be agriculture and our rural communities advocate in Topeka and in the governor's office really excites me.
How do we address some of the challenges facing agriculture, facing rural main streets today?
It's a great question. I think there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. I think a lot of it is listening in every community and learning what that community needs to grow and thrive and then helping to address the problems.
What are the priorities that you hear from constituents as you travel Kansas?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think a big thing, and it depends on the sector and depends on the community, certainly lower commodity prices is a challenge for ag producers. Certainly, you know, our rural towns have their own set of challenges depending on what they are. You're going to hear the governor talk a lot about reform, running the state more like a business, talk a lot about jobs. How do we have a good workforce here and then continue to recruit good jobs? And we're going to talk a lot about education as well.
Well, that was my next question. I think you just answered that. What are the priorities in Topeka?
Yeah, those are kind of the three big ones right off the bat. There's going to be a lot of other things that come up as well. You know, the legislature is currently in session, so there'll be other things that come up. But those are the big three that we're really focused on.
And we can never say enough for the grassroots support of the people, and I think that's evidenced by the turnout here today.
That's exactly right. And I always love coming to Marysville. It seems like Marysville has done a great job as a community in growing. There's always a good vibe on the main street, good vibe downtown, and I'm just a pleasure to be here.
Well, welcome to your new leadership role. We look forward to having you as our Lieutenant Governor of the state of Kansas, Tracy Mann.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bruce. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Meadowlark Extension District will offer dicamba training in Corning Tuesday afternoon, February 27th. K-State Research and Extension personnel will offer the program with a registration at 1:30. Program begins at 2, a community building in Corning. RSVP is due by Monday to the Meadowlark Extension District office, phone 336-2184. Walk-ins are welcome.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious 5-bedroom home features 3 full baths, 2 safe storage rooms, and 3-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Landall Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to LandallLanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Landall Lanes.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it does look like we have a high pressure system that's built overhead, which is going to bring sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of the day. Quiet weather continuing into tonight and into tomorrow. We do have another low pressure system that will move through towards the middle of the week, bringing some areas some rain showers and possibly mixing with a little bit of some freezing drizzle, especially late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. But otherwise, temperatures will be pretty mild across the area over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny and breezy, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 36. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, freezing drizzle will drop down to 31. For Wednesday, chance of rain, freezing rain early, then a chance of rain, temperatures in the lower 40s, and Wednesday night, chance of rain and snow. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late February, 48. The average low, 27. Sunset this evening at 6:12. Sunrise in the morning, 6:59.
Ailing animals can't tell us what's bothering them, but a clever veterinarian has found a new diagnostic tool for aging kitty cats. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 26th, the 57th day of the year. Johnny Cash was born on this day, and New York City installed its first traffic lights in 1930. Would you know if your cat was suffering from osteoarthritis? It's a common feline affliction, but their aloof personalities and tendency to hide symptoms means it often goes undiagnosed. Rather than limping, cats will shift weight on their paws in a way that outwardly looks normal while they suffer in silence. But a Swedish veterinarian has been using a novel diagnostic tool. A simple pressure mat can detect if a cat is unevenly shifting its weight. It's proven to be a reliable tool for finding what's bothering fussy felines and cantankerous kitties. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about animals at almanac.com.
Seneca Furniture is excited to announce the opening of 10,000 square feet of additional showroom space for a clearance blowout in the former Hardware Hank store downtown Seneca. Russ Dieters is featuring mattress specials, motion furniture, famous brand name recliners, and more. Tremendous savings on a tremendous selection of quality home furnishing. Hurry in. The sale is limited to stock on hand and absolutely ends March 10th. Seneca Furniture, open daily 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, downtown Seneca.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Devontae Graham scored 26 points, and number 8 Kansas set an NCAA record with its 14th straight regular season conference championship, clinching at least a tie for the Big 12 title with a 74-72 victory against 6th-ranked Texas Tech. Graham hit a tie-breaking jumper with a minute 30 remaining as the Jayhawks never trailed while winning their 4th straight game and taking a 2-game lead over the Red Raiders.
Raiders, who've lost three in a row now for the first time this season. Again, the victory on Saturday, 74-72, KU on top. Up next for the Jayhawks, they'll be at home against Texas this evening before the regular season finale at Oklahoma State next Saturday. Things over the weekend didn't look quite as good for K-State, though. We'll be back with that story right after this.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Nobody knows your car the way you do. The way it handles and tracks with mudders, not all terrains. How it only sounds right with a custom exhaust and wouldn't ride the same without air suspension. Or how you had it painted pearl candy red, not just red. Because yeah, there's a difference. We know your car isn't just a car. It's a 3,000-pound extension of you. When your passion meets our inventory, you can do anything. Thousands of parts make your car. And they're all right here at eBay Motors.
Trey Young scored 27 points to help Oklahoma top Kansas State 86-77 Saturday and end its six-game losing streak. Young, the freshman point guard who leads the nation in scoring, was coming off a season-low 11 points in a loss to Kansas earlier in the week. He bounced back by making 7 of 10 shots from the field, including 6 of 9 three-pointers. Kansas State handled Young in the first meeting and forced him to 12 turnovers as the Wildcats rolled past the Sooners 87-69 back on the 16th of January. In the rematch, Young had 5 turnovers, though 2 came well after the Sooners had the game in hand. The Wildcats were getting votes for the top 25, but probably won't get there with this loss. Overall, a road loss to a solid team likely won't hurt the Wildcats' NCAA hopes. Up next for K-State, they'll play at TCU tomorrow. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawks host Oklahoma. Big Monday tip-off, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip live on FM 95.5. Tipping off sub-state action, girls class 2A tonight. Valley Heights entertains El Saline at 6. At Randolph tonight, class 1A division 2 boys. Axtell meets Wetmore at 6. Lynn faces Blue Valley at 7:30. Class 1A division 1 boys action tonight. Frankfort will host Troy. Tip off at 7:30. 4A division 2 sub-state pairings released. Marysville girls and boys both seated second and will both face host Holton in first-round play and semifinals. Girls tip off Thursday at 7:30, boys Friday at 7:30. Winners advance to the championship round on Saturday. Live continuing coverage of Bulldog basketball on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In the girls' division, Clay Center's the number one seed, Marysville number two, Holton third seed, and Rock Creek fourth. In the boys' division, Rock Creek is the top seed, Marysville second, Holton third seed, and Clay Center fourth. Marysville wrestlers take 10 to the state tournament in Salina, finishing 10th. Sloopionic wins the consolation, finishing 3rd. Shampoo, Hornbeak, Novotny, and Cromie finish 6th.
Little's Accounting and Tax Service proudly supports the Centralia Panthers girls basketball team. Everyone wishes the very best for all the talented athletes and knows the ladies will dominate the court at the playoffs. Rock the rim and good luck, Panthers, from Little's Accounting and Tax Service in Centralia. C&K Service is proud of the talented Sabetha Blue Jays girls basketball team. Everyone knows the athletes have the determination, strength, and spirit to conquer the opponents and bring home the win. So good luck, Blue Jays, from the fans at C&K Service in Sabetha, proud to support our local athletes.
The sugar maple is one of our better-known and favorite native trees, but its intolerance of heat, drought, and heavy clay soils has limited plantings in urban settings and hotter regions. Several selections of Cotto sugar maples are helping to expand its use in hotter and drier environments. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These varieties have been performing well in research trials at Kansas State University's John C. Pear Horticulture Center. These trees prove more heat and drought tolerant, better adapted to higher pH soils, and resistant to leaf scorch and tatters. Autumn Splendor may be the best sugar maple for southern plains in the Southwest. John Pear is a slightly smaller, rounder variety, also suited to the southern plains. Flash Fire, another Cotto maple, is hardy to zone 4, adapted to southern heat, and has good mildew resistance. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Many of us use a library, not only for books, but for other resources as well. But in this small town, the school and the county library were both facing challenges. With some creative thinking, they came up with an idea that was the first of its kind in their state. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
We're in Worth County, Missouri, the smallest county in the Show Me State. As Mayor Debbie Roach explains, a few years ago, they had a challenge keeping libraries open in the area.
At the time, we had a school library, and then we had a Worth County library that was operated by a library board. Worth County Library was located in the old schoolhouse building that was getting to the point where it was unsafe to have anything in there.
So something needed to be done to save the county library, but dollars were already stretched thin.
The school board and the Worth County Library Board and some of the other people that were interested in the community and maintaining a library got together and decided to try combining the two into what is now called the Worth County Partnership Library.
It was a unique idea to let the school and community share a library.
Half of the day it's ran by the school librarian, the other half of the day it's ran by a county librarian. It was the first of its kind in the state to be a joint effort between the school and the county library board.
The community and school worked on a space they could use together. That also meant sharing some of the equipment, but it also allowed for both to have more than they would have ever had in separate facilities.
We built a new space. There's computers in there that are Worth County Extension put money into the pot, and there's computers out there that are designated specifically for public use. I mean, they hold GED classes out there. There's computers out there for the kids at school to use. So it's a really good resource for the community.
Today, the library not only serves the school and patrons of Worth County, but it is also another example of the creative ideas small towns can use to overcome challenges and make great things happen locally. Traveling the countryside in Grant City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
For instance, you might burn every year or two for grassland songbirds and every 3 to 5 years for white-tailed deer. The best objectives are no good if safety isn't a part of the plan. Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooks also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark. The old rugged cross.
even bleaker farm income picture this year, according to forecasts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. More today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
The USDA predicts a 6.7% drop in net farm income this year, forcing farmers to try to trim fat from their already fat-free budgets. Farm Journal economist Chip Flory, who hosts the AgriTalk radio programs, sounds like a coach whose team just lost a championship game. There's always next year.
I think it gets better for us in 2019, and I really believe that it gets better for us in 2020. When you get an opportunity, you need to lock in a positive return on at least some of those corn and soybeans.
Crop production bounties have depressed many commodities markets. Jared Creed owns JC Marketing Services near Omaha.
Worldwide production numbers are nowhere near slowing down, and every time you find a weather market somewhere, it's just presenting an opportunity.
Beef cattle and to some extent other livestock producers have fared a little better economically the last several years. But according to Kevin Good, a senior analyst at Cattle Facts in Denver, price pressure is headed for the beef sector as well.
If we are going to talk prices down a little bit because of the big supplies, it does look like the margin operators, whether that's the feedlot operators or the stocker operators, initially is probably where you see a little bit of a margin squeeze.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional. You can conduct your...
That was Tom. Several years ago, he's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40,
beat it a 40, now 555, make it a... This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, while some planters are already working in Texas, the Corn Belt seems a long way away from planting because of snow and ice. But USDA already thinking about planting. During the Ag Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia, USDA released its acreage estimates for 2018. USDA says corn and soybean acres will be split, with about 90 million acres going to corn, another 90 million to soybeans. The agency says wheat acres should rise about 46.5 million. Cotton also expected to jump a million acres over the 2017 estimate of 12.6 million acres. This year's cotton acreage estimate officially 13.3 million acres. As some analysts believe that soybeans could actually move past corn in the overall number of planted acres, with potential for 91.5 million acres of beans in the ground. Soybean prices have rallied recently over South American weather concerns, but export numbers haven't been as favorable to soybeans in recent weeks. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue wants people who don't like the idea of America's harvest box to know they are very serious about the idea. He says House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conway opened to considering a small-scale pilot program in the 2018 Farm Bill. The Secretary has faced a lot of criticism since the proposal came out as part of President Trump's fiscal year 19 budget. But Perdue and his team say they are defending the idea, and they might be finding some open minds on Capitol Hill as well, it seems. Perdue says they think the responsibility to create new innovative ideas of delivering food to the people who need it, and he said it's one area. During a recent tour through California, he did say there were some logistic concerns about the idea, but called it a real idea and not a sham. Conway has a great deal of the House farm bill already written, but he's not ruling out the idea of a pilot project on the program. A committee aide said while Conway is open to the idea, no decision has yet been made. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, some positives for our grains and soybeans here on Monday. Not so much with the livestock complex, though, some struggles there. March corn is currently up 2 3/4 at 369. May corn is up 3 at 377.5. All the later months are up by 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5 cents. March Kansas City wheat is up 8 3/4 at 477.75. May is up 8 3/4 at 493.5. Soybeans are in the green. March beans up 1 1/4 at 1037.5. May up 2 at 1049.5. We'd seen some much bigger gains earlier, some erosion, but we're still positive. March soybean meal up 290 at 378.40. May up 320 at 381.50. March bean oil up 30 points at 3266. May up 33. Three at 32.89. So a good look all through the soy complex. The livestock numbers, not so much. As we pointed out, we've seen some struggles there. February live cattle down 107 at 126.92. April down 117 at 123.67. March feeders down 77 at 145.22. April feeders down a buck at 147.50. April hogs down a dollar at 70.37. May hogs down 85 at 76.75. So really having some struggles across the livestock complex here. Cotton is up. March cotton up 15 points at 81.60. May up 83 at 82.17. Crude oil is green. April up 20 cents at 63.76. May is up 20 cents at 63.62. All the other energies are higher. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, and ethanol are all in the green here so far on Monday. February gold is up $12.30 currently at $13.40.50. April is up $2.70 at $13.33 even. So some nice positives for gold. And the dollar index is up. U.S. dollar index for March is up 0.022 at 89.830. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cornwell Farms of St. John, Kansas will hold their annual Angus production sale on Tuesday, March 6th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market in La Crosse, Kansas. Included in this offering are 14 coming-2-year-old bulls, 27 fall yearling bulls, 18 spring yearling bulls, and several bulls sired by AI bulls, which will produce calves that are suitable for first calf heifers. A set of spring calving commercial cow-calf pairs and spring calving heifers that will calve soon are in the sale. For more information or a catalog, contact Rick at 620-546-3466.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral. Drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and looking at a surprising sales outlook from Deer & Company after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
There are times when in agriculture we do get surprised by some sales outlooks and earnings report. That happened a week ago with Deer & Company, because for the last 3 or 4 years, anytime an earnings report from a farm equipment company is released, it generally says lower because of the lower farm economy. But the report from Deer & Company a week ago said just the opposite. Deer & Company boosted its sales outlook for fiscal 2018, and the reason? Strengthening conditions in agricultural and construction markets. For the past 4 years, Deere has been battling weak demand for farm equipment as global oversupplies pushed down prices, sending U.S. farm incomes plunging. The Moline-based Illinois company now expects full-year sales to be up 29% from a year ago, a 7% point increase from its previous estimate, and it's helped, of course, by its acquisition of Germany's Wirtgen Group last year and a favorable currency effect. Equipment sales in the second quarter expected to increase by 30-40%, and the net income estimate was cut to $2.1 billion for the year, down from $2.6 billion earlier on U.S. tax reform-related adjustments of $750 million. Adjusted net earnings for the year projected now to be $2.85 billion. Equipment sales rose 27% year on year for the year from $2.6 billion earlier on U.S. tax reform related adjustments of $750 million. Back for the final word after this message.
This is Kevin Jensen inviting all interested bull buyers to our annual Hereford Bull Sale on Thursday, March the 1st, 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas at the ranch. Selling will be 85 breeding age Hereford bulls, which will include our Denver Reserve Grand Champion carload of bulls. We will sell two semi-Angus bulls from our herdsman Alan Sandberg, plus five herd-building two-year-old females with heifer calves at their side. These are future donor cows, folks. Plus, we will sell 20 semen packages on our Denver Reserve Grand Champion Bull Contender. We have free delivery. We'll keep the bulls until April 1st free of charge. They're semen checked. They're all DNA enhanced. They're ready to go. See you on March the 1st, 6 miles south of Cortland, which is 1 hour north of Salina, Kansas, and 2 hours south of Grand Island, Nebraska. Thank you from Jensen Brothers at Cortland, Kansas.
Deere and Company said equipment sales rose 27% year on year in the first quarter, and the company said sales in the quarter were weighed down by supply chain delays. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs, 562-2393.
The goal of the farm business is to build equity for the long term. Evaluate your assets and how you spend farm income on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Every producer has questions like, what's my break even on corn? What happens if I expand the herd? How much can I afford for cash rent? These and other financial questions can now be answered with Magnify, the revolutionary management software from Frontier Farm Credit. Magnify helps deliver the financial insights you want for the profit you need. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com/magnify. Powered by Farm Credit.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Building net worth in your farm business happens by retaining earnings in the business, contributing equity from off-farm income, or by inflation from generate additional next-generation extension farm state university. He said effect on increasing equity.
That income to pay family living, those kinds of things. Or you can go back to your business with the money. And so if you're going to grow your business, you're going to have profits. You're going to have to bring those profits back to the business. And those profits can be used to either reduce debt or to buy more assets.
Leibold is working on a study to see what it takes to get into that elite producer status. He says top producers don't do things that lose money.
They get what I call incremental advantages. They pick up that little bit of savings on rent. They pick up that little bit of savings on seed. They get that extra 10 cents on marketing. You know, they shave that $25 out of their machinery costs through the repairs and fuels. And maybe they get 2, 3, 4 more bushels yield. They're not hitting home runs. They're doing a series of little things that add up to a significant advantage.
It's easy to get in the habit of spending the money you make. Controlling living expenses is often neglected as a way of increasing wealth. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for building farm equity at agriculture.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. They call it the big one, the Triumph of Ag Expo. It's the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo this Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have our featured speaker this year for the Triumph of Ag Expo at our opening luncheon is Pete McGlimmon. He's the executive director for the Nebraska Cattlemen, and he'll be presenting the state of the beef industry, not only in Nebraska, but the Midwest, and how beef's been doing and some of the positive outlook that's going on with the beef industry. So we're really excited to have Pete McGlimmon as the featured speaker. And then also we'll have our 2018 Agri Award winner, Governor of the State of Nebraska, Pete Ricketts, will be at the luncheon and will be also speaking on the state of the agri economy in Nebraska, but also the Midwest and some of his travels and pursuits in increasing our exports and getting our products, not only cattle and corn and all different types of products, soybeans, out into other parts of the world to help increase our growth.
Bob Mancuso Jr. is a spokesman for the Triumph of Ag Expo. He says whether you're a farmer or a rancher, and no matter what you farm, there is something at the Triumph of Ag Expo for you.
Cattle, crops, services, you have equipment, new features. We have some crafts for the ladies. We've got a few home products. So something for every kind of farm and ranch and operation will be right here at the Triumph of Ag Expo. So plan to attend. It looks to be a great show. There's seminars throughout both days, and it should be a great time at the and talk to the experts. They'll be right here at the Triumph of Ag Expo.
Going on at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska.
Parking all around the facility, so it's easy to get to off of the interstates and to get into Omaha. And the show, again, is free admission, Wednesday, February 28th, Thursday, March 1st.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA Appreciation brought to you in part by the Kansas Wheat Commission.